We are learning Masechtas Bava Kamma Daf Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, and we are beginning on top of Daf Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph by the two dots. It says in the Mishnah, Nosan has a kesef liyahayrov, and then you gave the Asham to Yadaya. That's fine because you gave the kesef first, and once you yotze the mitzvah, giving back the kesef, the Ashava, you can bring the Asham. But it says the opposite way, if Asham liyahayrov, the kesef liyadaya, it says in our Mishnah that if you give the Asham to Yairov and the Kesef to Yadaya, in Kayim Asham, Yakavihu B'nei Yadaya. If it's still around, you give it to the B'nei Yadaya. If it was brought first, then you have to bring a new Asham afterwards. That's the halacha in our Mishnah. Zot the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan. Noson Asham liYairov v'Kesef liYadaya. If you gave the Asham to Yairov and the Kesef to Yadaya, so here, what do you do? Yachzir Kesef Eitzel Asham to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, you give the kesef back to the Yahirov, and they get the kesef and they bring the Asham. They bring Rabbi Yehuda. We'll see exactly. The Gemara will explain what the machlekes is, what case. Yachzer Asham Eitzel Kesef. No, that if you gave the Asham to Yahirov and the kesef to Yadaya, the Asham goes to Yadaya together with the kesef. So it means Rabbi Yehuda says it goes to Yahirov, both of them, the one who got the Asham first. And according to the Chamim, it goes to the one who got the kesef. Sahechidam, what's the case? Ilema the Yavli Asham Yahirov bin Mishmarta in his Mishmar, and then you waited a few days and you gave the Kesef, the Yahirov, Mishmarta Yahirov, the Kesef, the Yadaya, Mishmarta Yadaya, Zezacha Bishloi, Vizezacha Bishloi. And here, the halacha should be that everyone should agree that it goes to Yadaya because you gave the, what you did was here, you gave the Kesef, you gave the Asham before the Kesef, and that's a mistake. And here, it's the Adaya's Mishmar already. He gave him the Kesef. So here it's Pashat, you would bring the Asham to the Kesef. Like Rashi speaks out, the third line from the top, and Hinami L'Rabbanon, the Konsul Yehirov, the Kibbal Asham Kami Kesef, El Rabbi Yehuda, my time to Konsul Yadaya. We understand, if that's the case, we understand the Brisa that says, Chom hold, Yachse Asham Eitz Kesef. That we understand. But why would Rabbi Yehuda say that you give the Kesef to Yehirov? It's not even the Yehirov's Mishmar anymore. So what are you talking about?
So,
what it means, each one is zecher b'shloi, and then you'd have at worst. So either you let the, let's say, you definitely don't send the kesef back to Yehirov. Maybe what you do is after the hashava of Yadaya, you let Yehirov bring the carbon. That's what you could have said. It's not ma'akev v'di'evad that they should both bring. Both of them have to be from the same mishmar. It's fine. As long as you do the kesef first, it's fine. And the Rabbanu will know that since Yehirov took the Asham, which is a mistake, and has to take the Asham first, he'll lose it. But no reason the Kesef should go to Yehirov. That makes no sense. That for sure not. Amarava, because he each got in the right mishmar. So why should? What did the Yadaya do wrong? Amarava, Hakamayiskinon, the Yav Asham the Yehirov mishmar the Yehirov, the Kesef the Yadaya mishmar the Yehirov. The case here was still holding by this week, and this week's mishmar is Yehirov. Next week is Yadaya, and the guy went ahead, the Ganav went ahead and gave the Asham to Yehirov, and then gave the money to Yadaya. It was still the week of Yehirov. So Shalos, there's two things wrong here. On one hand, Yehirov took an Asham first, which is a mistake, and on the other hand, Yadaya took the Kesef, but it's not his Mishmar. So who do you make a Knas on? Rabbi Yudasava, even the law of Mishmaris, the Yadaya, since it's not the Mishmaris of Yadaya, the Yadaya can't see him, make him a Knas. Hilkach yachzir kesef eitzel Asham. You return the kesef to the Asham. The Rabbanan Savri, shaloi kedin avod bnei Yehirov, that the Yehirov did shaloi kedin. Why? Because they kibbal Asham makami kesef. They accepted the Asham before the kesef. Hilkach lidu kansin alai hu. You are, make kanas v'dem v'yachzir Asham eitzel kesef. And the Asham will go eitzel kesef, and they'll bring the carbon a few days later. When it comes to their mishmar, they're going to bring the carbon, and they get also as well the money that the Yadaya gets. Now, in our mishnah stems with Rabbi Yehuda. Our mishnah, the case was similar to the case of you gave the Asham the week of Yehirov, then you gave the kesef to Yadaya. So it says Kayim Asham Yakivu Bnei Yadaya. There, Rashi speaks out that kansinu liyahirav lahachzer asham the shloikin of neharav the kibul asham makami kesef viliyadaya lekel miknis midi the mishmar do kabili. That's Rashi says. I mean Rashi on the Mishnah, Rehuda palag b'brayse b'gemara masisim moida. Rashi the Mishnah tells us that Rehuda is moida to our Mishnah. But our Mishnah, the case was like the Gemara's Kasha. The case was that he gave the Asham this week to Yehoirav. Next week, he gave the Kesset to Yadayah. Yadayah did nothing wrong. So there, Yehuda would agree that Yadayah brings everything. But here, the case was Yadayah got the money in the wrong week. That's why Rav Yehuda says you make a knas on Yadayah and makes him give it back to give it to Yehoirav. So the Gemara Vayikra Tanya. Omar Rabbi. Well, Divrei Rav Yehuda, according to the Shita of Rav Yehuda that holds that you make a knas on Yedaya, im kodmu b'nei Yehoirav v'krivus Asham, yachzer v'yavi Asham acher, v'yakrivu b'nei Yedaya, v'zochu halalu v'mash v'yadim. A case of it like this. If b'nei Yehoirav came, went ahead, and they were makriv the Asham, then that's not good, because it was before the hashava of the money, before they gave money to Yedaya. They went ahead, they got the Asham, they makriv right away. So now you need new Asham. Who brings that new Asham? Mara says, even Rabbi Yehuda will agree, Yachse v'yovei Asham acher, v'yikirvu b'nei Yedaya. The b'nei Yedaya will bring it. Why? Because Lamaisa, they did something wrong. They brought the behema, Shaloi Kedin. You can't bring the Asham before the Hashama. You can't bring the before the Hashava. You can't bring Asham before the Hashava. So here, you need a new Asham. Who gets the new Asham? The Bnei Yedaya. So Yachzim HaVazim HaVikim Yedaya. V'zachu HaLov Asham Yodim. But Bnei Yehoirav will have to keep their Asham that they brought already. Frank the Gemara, Amri L'mai Chazi, what's it worth? It's dead, and it's possible carbon. L'mai Chazi, Asham possible. Amarav V'lo Oiroi. Negate the Ur, they still get that Ur from that Asham, because here it's Mashma, this is a big shalom, you get the Ur, but my son, Tais talks about that, but let's first finish up, explain, that here, the Yehoirav gets the Ur, even though, and right now I'm making a knas on him, and the next Asham is going to Yedaya, and even if your Yehuda agrees to that, still, they will get the Ur. Zokta Gemara, right? So whatever, it's mavuy over here that even though the behema was possible even before the zrika, because you couldn't bring it now, still the halacha is the ur goes to the kahanim. It's a chiddush told. You would think maybe here, like you brought the asham completely, it was completely possible. It's no tzad to bring his asham before the hashava. Still the chiddush is that the kahanim get the ur. I in the top tosis that discusses it. Shalav is chayv. It's very funny. Yeah. Tanya. Omer Rabbi. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Remember, Rabbi Yehuda's shita is that if you give the Asham to Yehoirav, and then the same week you give the Kesef to Yedaya, so the halacha is, Yedaya has to relinquish that Kesef and give it to Yehoirav. So I'm a Rebbe, and the Rebbe Yehudim, Kaim Asham, Yachza Asham Eitz Kesef. Which means, even Rebbe Yehuda says that you give the money to the Yehoirav who has the Asham, but if the Asham's still around, you give the Asham to the Kesef. It's a stira. Rabbi Yehuda, Yachza Kesef Eitz Asham Eitz Kesef. Do you remember you to say that you give the kesef to the Bala Asham, to the Yehoirav? What happened was, Yehoirav got the Asham, and they can't bring the Asham until they get the kesef. And they were not to veya Yedaya or the Ganef for the kesef. They will moichel it to Yedaya. And therefore, Yedaya now gets the Asham, because they were moichel, they weren't to veya the kesef at all. Therefore, it's right, they were Michael, and the money, therefore the Asham goes to Yedaya, together with the money. Tanya Yidach, Omer Rabbi, the different Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, who holds that, like we said, that if it's in this week of Yehoirav, the money goes back to Yehoirav. So, halacha is, the Rabbi Yehuda, Kayim Asham, Yachzer Kesef Eitz Asham. If the Asham is around, so then the Kesef goes Eitz Asham. Shita, Hachi Yisle, that is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. There's a Bryce adding on an extra case. What happened was, is that both mishmerises already passed, and they did not teveya each other So what's the halacha in this case? Maybe it's a mechila to each other. Kamash v'lon, they're meaning kimin loytavu la'adadi. The kibbutz loytavi lahadru bereisha. Since they weren't da teveya, it goes back to what's supposed to be in the beginning, which means that the bnei Yehoirav get everything, get the asham and get the kesef. Now Rashi says kamash v'lon kibbutz the bnei Yedaya nami loytavu la asham mishmaratam. Since they were not teveya either, yachse kesef etz asham. the kesef goes to the Asham. Yakivu b'nei Yahirov kishiyachzar Shabbos mishmartam. Rashi's big words here. Rashi says that they'll bring it when it comes their week. It's another 23 weeks to go, because 24 mishmaros. When they come back the next one, they're going to bring it. A lot of Achorim handle, could they bring it right now? If Yahirov has a carbon, if someone gives them a carbon this week and they didn't have a chance to bring it, do they have a right to bring it on different weeks of Mishmar? The Maisa, they got the carbon in their week. It's a big Shiloh. This Rashi's Mashmah, they can't. They have to wait 23 weeks until they bring the carbon. So to Gemara Vaita. It said in the Mishnah about Gezel Hager that you have to bring the Gezel Hager before the Asham. If you bring the Asham first, it's no good. And the Mishnah also said that the Chaymish is not Ma'akiv. But let's see the rayas to all these halachas. So maybe Gzeila Shalevi Asham, you're not Yaitzim, not really. How do we know? Omar Ravadam, Akrad Apostle says, Ha Asham, Ha Mushav, Lashem, La Koyain. The Asham that's supposed to be returned, which is the Karen, goes La Koyain. Milvad Elakapura Mashi, Yechab Oilah, besides for the carbon. So, Dr. Gemara, that's Mashma from this Pasuk. That what's first? The Asham HaMushav was first. And afterwards, the Elah Kippurim, Asher Yechav HaBoy. Mechlal, the Kesef, Vereisha. You see, you have to return the Kesef first. Amahu, Rabban L'Rava, Elam Yata, if that's true, Milvad Oilis HaBoykach, and Ami, Mechlal, Dumasofim, Vereisha. Are you telling me, it says in the Pasuk, Milvad Oilis HaBoykach, Asher Lo Oilis HaTamid, Tasu Es Elah. It was talking about the Musaf. So you're telling me, that the Musaf comes before the Talmud, because it's Mavad Alus Abayka? It's not true. El Miat Vad Alus Abayka, Yachanim Chalad Musaf Mereisha, Vatanyim Nain Shal Yadova, Koyden Thomas Hashach. I know nothing's before Thomas Hashach. Tam Lema, Varachalah Ha Oila. Vamo Rava Ha Oila, Oila Rishaina. What's the first one? The Oila, the main Oila, Talmud. The Talmud is first, the first thing on his back. So, it Milvad, obviously, the Lav Dafka means that this is first. Besides, for Milvad doesn't mean that the Oila Sabayka is afterwards. It's not true, it's first. So it's not the raya. From the pasuk, Asham Mushal Hashem, Milvad Elak HaPurim, is not a raya that the Asham is first, the Karen's first. The Elak HaPurim could be first. So what's the raya? They have to pay the money before the carbon. Amalei, Ano, Ma'asher Yechap, Aboy Nafgali. Vadayin Lek Kippur. Lashon is like this. You return the Karen, Milvad Elak HaPurim, Ma'asher Yechap, Aboy. You will be Mechaper with it. So it's a Dayin Lek Kippur, and that's how we know that you didn't bring the carbon yet. While you brought the gzela, bring gzela first, and then bring the carbon. Said the Mishnah, "Losan is the karen, vloinot as a chaimish." The halacha is that you can still bring the asham. The chaimish not ma'akev. How do we know? Tana b'nai minayin shemehavi me'ilasai. This is the one of ilah. The halacha is if someone is nena from hektish, he brings also a karen. He pays karen, he pays chaimish, and he brings the asham. So it says in the brayse this minayin shemehavi me'ilasai lehavi ashamai. If he only brings the me'ilah, he pays for the money, even the keren chaimish, but doesn't bring the asham, or asham lehevi amilasa, or he brings the asham without bringing the keren chaimish, shelo yatsa. How do you bring that yatsa? Tam aloimar be'el ha'asham v'nistach loy. And we darshan be'ayel is the asham me'ilahs, and ha'asham is referring to the keren. The Gemara is going to bring a riot to that soon. Just like by Gezel Hager, asham means keren, the principle. Here also means that. So what do you need to have a kapara, mean be'el, and an asham, asham is a karam, and then you got the kapara. How do you know if you bring the asham first, you're not yotza? Tamalem be'el asham, ha'asham be'kvar. Ha'asham sounds like it already was paid. Yochol, k'shem, she'ayel, v'asham, akvim. Maybe you'll say, just like I have asham, I'm akiv, the kapara, kachayim is ma'akiv. Tamalem be'el asham, and nisach loy. El va'asham ma'akvim hektish me'ein chaimish ma'akiv. Only el asham is ma'akiv, and not the chaimish. And then we learn out v'yilmud hektish mehedit v'hedit mehektish, because we just said about me'ilah, and now we learn out to hedit, and we learn hedit from hektish also, and hedit from hektish from hedit. Let's see, hektish mehedit ma'asham dehasham karen. Just like by hedit, the word asham means karen. Af asham dehacha karen. The asham over here also means karen. And now we go all the way v'hedit mehektish. My hektish ain't chaimish ma'akiv. I've hedit nami ain't chaimish ma'akiv. Also, hedit also ain't chaimish ma'akiv because it's el asham and nistach loy. So that's what we're learning each from each other. Are you going to ask me, before we had our halacha, that if you bring the asham before the gzela, it doesn't work? How do we know? Asher yechaper boy. Right? What do you need that drasha for? We're learning out from hektish. We're learning that from the Chaim Shnama Akiv Mekdash, learns that Mekdash also. So I forget Tosfos. Tosfos v'yilma, Tema. My itzah kra le'el gavi hedit, shem hevi ha'asham, ve'yatzal hevi gzeloi, yilo yotza, ne'el v'mekdash, learn that Mekdash. So he says, if you didn't have a pasuk that that says that this is similar to that, then you wouldn't learn El Adinim also. We first have to know that both is very similar, that the Hashava is Ma'akev the Asham, and once we have that, that's Ma'akev the carbon, so then you're good to go, and then you know that you can make a drasha also from Chaimish. That's why you need that drasha. That's what Tosfos answers. Hadron, Aloch, Perek, Agoiz, Leitzim, B'li, Neder, for those that finished it.